Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
To Let's Do This. Exclamation point.
We're doing this. I was pumped. I've been really like brewing with some jokes. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I sound like my dad like coming to the floor with some
trapped
jokes.
Yeah. Oiled up.
Ready.
You've done
my research. Yeah. How are you, babe?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. It was a good week, don't you think?
Yeah. It was a strong week.
It was great.
It was a strong week.
Mm-hmm.
Good Wisconsin week in the winter.
Yep. We had so much more sunshine.
Yeah.
Again, that was crucial. That really changed.
Big time.
Things. And we have a new president.
Oh, my God.
And we have the first female vice president. A woman of color.
Yeah. All of it.
All of it.
Trump.
We're not giving him any soundbite. No. No.
Take it back. I didn't just say his name.
What did we learn, everybody?
Oh my God.
What have we learned?
Your vote matters. Do your homework.
So much. Oh, I could just I could really peel away at that question about what we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person didn't happen in a vacuum. He's a real reflection.
Mm-hmm.
He mirrored a lot.
I think
so.
It's,
you know, we can, you know, I want to be funny today. I want to like not really dwell on this.
No, but I think it's a time and a place to really, you know, drop into the motivational pep talk of like, y'all have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to up your game with grace and patience, but don't give yourself or like make sure you give yourself some credit that like you've got a place and you've got purpose
and you
like,
have power
and you've got power.
Mm-hmm.
And
for those of
us
who really
to make a
come into this world with such privilege, that is also something to understand, mm-hmm. explore, reflect on, and be accountable for, really.
Oh, huge.
And, so, yeah. You know, there's a lot about accountability out in the air right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be a reminder, or I want to take this opportunity to remind all of us that the accountability piece is about ourselves at each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
The accountability you should be caring about is your personal accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Our personal accountability is, you know, will contribute to the greater accountability of the collective. So
what does that mean for you?
Well, it means a lot of things because, you know, it's so much of that is about choices.
Mm-hmm.
The choices we make, the energy we bring into spaces. I really appreciate someone that really resonates with me online. Her name, their name. They go by they, them. Their name is James Olivia, and their message last week that I just keep thinking about is, are you going to choose your righteousness or are you going to choose your responsibility? Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I say your, when they say, or when I refer to your righteousness, that is self-righteousness. I get that there's righteous anger, righteous, you know, there's.
It's a word that's very fluid.
Yes.
And it's all about the context. And
exactly.
All about
Let's
how
not
you're
lose
using
the nuance.
The, right. There's, I mean, like, words have many meanings.
Yes.
But self-righteousness.
Are we,
totally.
Are we choosing our self-righteousness and our pull to be right and to always identify in these little boxes we create for each other? Or do we want to choose our responsibility and really sit with what that means for each and every one of us?
Ooh, that's
you know?
Good. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. It's empowering.
Because there, a lot of people are yelling at each other.
No.
There's just a lot of fucking noise.
It's wasting time. And that's another piece that was kind of up for me this week is like, right, time is of the essence. Time is precious. Use your time wisely. Not in like a critical pressure way, but just like a really like conscientious, like what is meaningful, you mm-hmm. know, what brings meaning. And I mean, that's for me. That's huge for me. Of just like
that, it's just really sacred, and you shouldn't just like passively give it away.
Yeah,
is that what you? Yeah.
Don't just scroll your lives away. Mm-hmm. You know, like you get 24 in a day, and make a couple of them really good, mm-hmm. really quality, really contribute with those, or like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we can be with a lot at once. I think what's discombobulating for us at times is we want to celebrate and we want to feel joy, and then we give ourselves a hard time when things are super fucking like volatile and mm-hmm. wild. But like, it matters. It matters to celebrate things that mm-hmm. need to be celebrated, and to like be in your body and be joyful about it and mm-hmm. feel it.
Mm-hmm. And make a good meal.
And make those good meals and
make some love.
Oh, and moan and sing and dance. And that mm-hmm. that contributes to
the healing.
It really does. Mm-hmm. It really matters, mm-hmm. you know. And you can, for me this week, let's be honest, for like all these weeks, right? Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to just be with all of it. Be with my sadness when it needs to be honored. Mm-hmm. And I can, minutes later, go right back to like joy again.
So can my so can my 7-year-old daughter. I'm always like, way to pivot. I was like, last night I was like, I'm really proud of you for telling us how you all felt, and I'm really proud of you for getting over it, mm-hmm. like, and letting it move through you.
Right. Because what is emotion? It's mm-hmm. energy in motion. It mm-hmm. needs to move. You have to allow it to move. You don't have to judge it.
Amen.
You don't have Hallelujah. To make meaning out of it every fucking minute of the day. Let it just move.
Yeah.
How do you need it to move? What does that look like? Do you need to go to the garage and punch that punching bag?
Well, I got this one. I got this one at Big Dick Sporting Goods. And it's just I'm like, I kick a lot harder than this thing can handle.
You might have to give some context of what this thing looks like. It's not a punching bag that you hang up.
No, it's no, because I'm in an upstairs.
It's got a base.
I'm in an upstairs flat. And I don't have a garage to hang a thing. I do have a basement. We're going to jimmy rig something.
Yeah.
But it's a standing punching bag. But anyways, right.
It's not working as well as you were hoping.
No, but it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm on the path. I'm on the trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with this word?
Trajectory?
Yeah, it's such a mouthful.
Do we need to look up the Greek?
No, origin just saying. It? For those of you that are struggling saying the word trajectory, be easy on yourselves. It's okay.
I struggle to say a number of words.
It's going
to
be okay. I'm okay with it. It's going to be okay.
It's really not a big deal.
It's really not. It's like, it's fine. You can't say it either. Just give it a shot. Trajectory. Shit, are we gonna get funny?
Yeah, tell me what you've been. Well, what have you been soaking with?
Well, so I'm.
I feel like I need to unzip a little bit.
I know.
Get these breasts out a little bit.
That's good. That's good. Let those gold necklaces hang. The chains.
I think I'm just gonna keep adding.
No, that's a look.
I got a moon coming.
That's a look.
I got tattoos coming.
That's good.
I'm really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. So, I had a really long, powerful, grit-filled, beautiful birth this week mm-hmm. that I was able to witness. I love those moments where the birthing person is just really in it, and you know, it's just like they're just commanding this energy of like, yeah, you better watch me right now. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there's that's like that this unspoken universal thing, especially with a partner witnessing the birthing person have this whole thing go down,
It just unravels. All of a sudden, it's just like...
It's just unraveling, but like there were a few moments where I was just like... It was like the words were like, yeah, watch me. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was powerful. But it was long. And I get cold mm-hmm. in those hospitals. I always double up on the pants.
I don't know how you do it. I cannot layer up.
Well, I might have learned my lesson because it's really common for me to get a chapped ass crack at these births.
Okay.
And so I am
because of the layers?
I think it's because of the layers and because it goes like from hot to cold or I go like...
So you have like sweat, like, but then you're clammy.
I'm like climbing on the bed, doing the butt squeeze, you know, like I'm really active and then it's like chill.
Now you're trying to sleep in a chair really awkwardly for a little bit.
3 a.m., 20 minutes. I mean, it's just...
With the veggie booty. With the bag of... Where'd you find that? Where'd you scrounge that up?
At the coffee shop. I was like, it's a veggie booty day. But back to my booty. So I'm in the bathroom, desperate. I have got a chapped ass crack and the show is not over. Like, I know I have like another 10 hours on the job. You know what I mean? You're not like, I'm going home in 30. You're like, okay, I got a long night ahead of me.
My crack is on fire right now.
This is like, I need to really troubleshoot. And so I got the chapstick. And I took like a quarter inch of the chapstick in my palm to make like a butt paste.
And then you really...
And I squirted some like CBD oil to really blend.
Proud of you. That's really innovative. That is doula innovation. Okay.
You're like, what is in this bag that is going to help me out?
If you guys are wondering what you're missing in your life, it's probably a doula friend. I know. They have a lot of innovation.
Like the next time somebody at some interview is like, what's in your doula bag? I'm usually like granola bars for your partner and some dry socks for me. But now I might just be like...
Crack paste.
I leave all the vibrators at the side of my bed. I got myself crack paste and probably some breath mints for everybody. There's nothing in my doula bag that is going to make or break you hiring me. Okay,
did it work?
It helped.
Okay.
It helped.
I have not experienced a chafed crack.
Even with those big buns of yours?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
I'm so impressed. Maybe I just have a lot of, I'm just like a sweaty butt
sweater. I think that I have such a fatty, juicy
rear
that it stays cold.
Because it's just like sticking out. Is that?
Because it's like muscle. Won't muscle stay hot? Like hotter or warmer?
You got a lot of muscle back there.
I'm a horse back there. But it's usually cold to the touch.
My buns get cold.
I think it might be your layering. I don't layer. I just slip the pants right on. I cannot layer this horse ass. I won't fit into my jeans if I put on
You wouldn't.
No.
No.
I mean, I can't even layer snow pants too heavily.
You just like put the snow pants right on? Have you ever? Without anything underneath the snow pants?
I mean like...
Some panties?
Like some underwear, because I don't keep a lot of undies either.
Yeah, I know.
Where are the jockeys, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm in the bathroom making my butt paste thinking, this is really good material for the show. And then I went on this whole tangent of like, where like bodily phenomenons that nobody is really talking about.
Okay, okay.
You know, like mm-hmm. that are like so taboo. They're like seven-year-old boy funny, but like they're also really here with us and mm-hmm. just nobody's saying anything about them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Our bodies are wild. Bodies are wild.
Excuse me, that was a good coffee at the acid or something. Why is nobody talking about female ejaculation? Did you guys even know this was a thing? It's a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing until well into a young adulthood.
Yeah. It's so, or like the female body is like, we or should be so ashamed.
They think they're peeing.
Yeah.
But it's not pee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. I really squeezed that lemon.
And that to not feel like it's like this accidental, embarrassing, oh my God, I just peed, that it can be like really celebrated and like a beautiful experience. That's
what is your theory?
Really good. Of is why your theory, we're not talking about
no,
this?
Is your theory that a lot of women, a lot more than we suspect, ejaculate and they don't want to talk about it? They're embarrassed?
Maybe.
Do we have statistics on like female ejaculation?
No, but if somebody is sitting on a million bones, I think that would be a good thing to research. Research is expensive.
It is, and women are not being researched. Like no. Women's bodies are not being researched to the degree that men's bodies have been.
No.
Especially white men's bodies, mostly.
Yeah, gross. Ugh. So, I think also another piece of maybe why we're not talking about it as much, or it's not as normalized, is like, right, the research would be helpful. Like, are female-bodied people, are those people really even ejaculating? Mm-hmm. Let's not call it female ejaculation, because that's, you know, that's genderizing. Is genderizing a word? Putting a gender
to it? Just ejaculation?
Maybe. Well, because, you know, there are boys that have vaginas, mm-hmm. people that identify as a male that have a different body part, and vaginal we need a women's health, we need some sexual health expert to get on the show. Break this shit down.
Yeah, I like to really sit with these things and not try to define them or box them in too much. But when someone says that it's really important for them, then I really want to honor that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, I mean,
my experience has been well represented in my society. So
sure.
I do think about that. Like,
right,
I'm not going to dismiss what a person
place.
Is saying, like, but this is important to me. And then I totally want to hear that and
right.
understand it.
Right.
Is it just body ejaculation? Can we just call it body
yeah.
ejaculating?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, our bodies just kind of like have fluids all the time.
They do. They really can let go.
And birth is so like, mm-hmm. there's so much body fluid with birth.
Mm-hmm.
And death.
And breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And death and sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you wake up, when you have a newborn or a baby, you're like, am I in milk? Am I in sweat? Am I in urine? I don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows.
We just clean the sheets a lot. That's it.
No, it's probably a little bit of all of it.
Yeah, and my man, he is a sweaty person. I mean,
is he dealing
just,
with the chapped butt?
No, he doesn't have. No, he doesn't. I don't know.
I have seen him with those gloves on, with the lotion.
He's serious about his hands. Skin. Yeah,
getting too dry.
Oh, his hands are so sensitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very protective over that. His butt seems to be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But he sweats when he sleeps. And so
yeah,
it's usually
totally.
Like we just wake up to like sheets are just so
damp.
They're everywhere. They're damp. His clothes are kind of like down at the bottom or they're up at the top or they're thrown. It's just like, what happened?
The sweats.
Sometimes I want like a night cam in our house.
Uh-huh.
You know?
To see all the activity. Can you imagine a night cam when our kids were little?
I thought about it all the time. Why I didn't ever implement something like
oh
that.
Oh my gosh. Somebody would be sleeping on the floor. You know?
Someone's sleeping like on your face. I mean, it's just all the movement every 30 minutes. You know, you would get a real clear picture as to why you fucking feel like shit.
In the morning.
You know? You've gotten, like, kicked in the face?
Yeah, I've got
You don't fully feel it, but you know it happened.
Yeah, in the night.
I would love to see my face, like, as I'm asleep getting just kicked right in the fucking house.
I know. That has happened to me.
I just have, like, whipped limbs before. Like, I've just, like, whipped limbs away from me.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Totally. You chuck them. Me too. I still do. It's good.
Do you talk in your sleep?
No. I think my youngest used to.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's always fun.
Uh-huh.
That's always fun when that happens.
What else?
What else? What's coming up for you, babe? You've had a big week.
I did have a big week.
I'm going to stir this coffee, y'all.
Yeah, it's good. Let's take a coffee sip break. I did have a big week. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's possible. Like, I can, like I was saying yesterday, I feel like it's starting to sink in a little bit of like, oh yeah, I could really be a midwife someday. Like, it's not so much theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like the steps
are in motion.
They are in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Towards a goal. And I can see the trajectory.
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh, this is going to go to something. Mm-hmm. What that is, I don't know. But I'll have this whole skill set and knowledge and, like, you know.
It's exciting.
Oh, it's so exciting. Proud of you. Thanks, babe. Thanks.
It's a lot. It's a lot to get back into the student role.
It's a lot to get back into the student role and, like, just the it's not a job at the bank. And for those of you that have jobs at the bank, I get it. And that's great.
I would suck at that job. So we need those. We, you know, it all belongs.
It's just like a little bit of like kind of renegade and like kind of like Wild West a little. I mean, not that Wild West, not to be taken as like willy-nilly. We're not medical providers because we are medical providers. But
you're working within a climate, you're working within a landscape that doesn't uphold this role very well. Does that make sense?
Or like it's not.
It's not.
It's like creating your own climate, mm-hmm. you know? It's really, it's, mm-hmm. you don't have a clocked in, clocked out. It's just really. Yeah, I can think of like...
It's your life.
It's, yeah, it is your life. Like a veterinarian who's like on call to maybe help bring animals into the world or help animals leave the world or just like you never know what a day is going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. And it just the...
It's not very predictable.
It's not predictable.
And there are vocations that are predictable.
That's true.
There are a lot that are not, though.
There are, like, a teacher. The teachers out there, shout out to the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to anybody working in healthcare. Mental healthcare. Mental healthcare is huge. Like, you wake up in the morning and you're just like, how am I going to, what kind of stories am I going to hear today?
What am I going to help support? What do I have to hold space for?
Yeah.
And then the people that really drop into predictability, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. They're so good at it. I mean, it all is okay together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need those people that are like, I'll do the predictable thing.
Yeah, totally.
They're good at it.
They are good at it.
And then
they're... Find your lane. And lanes change.
I love thinking about being in the lane.
Lanes change.
Yeah, just get those turn signals on.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Don't drop the baton.
Yes, knowing the lane is great.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing our lanes
mm-hmm.
matters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a good week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, motherhood is hard right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned here previously that there's a lot I appreciate about our routine.
Sure.
With the virtual school. I mean... Only one of my children is virtually learning
mm-hmm.
full time. The other two have a different set of circumstances that we're working with, but they're still home,
mm-hmm.
you know? But so motherhood has been hard. Mm-hmm. It's been hard the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. But
what gets you through?
Dancing. Mm-hmm. Been comedy. Mm-hmm. Leaning hard on dancing and mm-hmm. laughing. Mm-hmm. That's where I have to go. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I won't make it, babe.
I know. Isn't that great that you know that, though?
It's pivotal that I know that.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay when we don't know that, too.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah.
Because I had moments this week that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But then, there were, like, moments where I'm like, I gotta figure this out.
Yeah.
Get up and just get out.
Squats.
Be outside by 7 a.m. and just see what happens with the rest of your day. Like, I had a day like that of, like, okay, we gotta get serious. You need to be in your snow pants power walking 7 a.m.
That's fresh.
You know what
I mean? That's fresh right now. Fresh. That is fresh.
Uh-huh. There were a few afternoons where I was just, like, had to do a lot of video watching for my classes. Mm-hmm. And I just really took that computer into the bathroom and got in the hot water for these
good
videos.
Good job. Yeah.
It's like, okay, if I'm going to have to sit here and watch these, I'm going to be
in the bathtub.
I'm going to soak.
Yeah. Well, I was starting to read a little bit about how right now, the earth and air elements in the universe are very dominant.
Ooh.
We don't like fire and water elements are kind of non-existent for us until like later in February. And that can really feel like you can.
Floating.
It takes a lot to get energetic. You know, fire and water elements are super energetic.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm interpreting this correctly. So air and earth elements, it can feel like we're kind of stagnant. Like, you have to work even more intentionally to, like, have your, to get, you know.
She's
like,
talking in, a lot with her hands and, my, like, in her shoulders mm-hmm. and her whole torso is, like, doing a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I don't know, that's, like, for me, that helps me to know that.
Oh, yeah.
Whether that resonates with you or not, I get it. But, like, that helps me to... Because then I can be like, oh, okay, this is kind of what's going on.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of having some challenges getting really inspired or energetic. So it's a good time to really make sure you're that you're really committing to these things that really help you feel better. Squats. Mm-hmm. I'll just be like, it's time to squat.
Chug the water. Let's just take a
sip. So much lemon water. We are ashy right here, right now in these parts.
Yeah. Winter in Wisconsin is real.
The elbows are dry. Mm-hmm. The lips are always real. Doing a lot of chapstick.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes in your palm to make a butt paste.
Oh my God. Shit. That's awesome. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
Want to up and out?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Song of the day, looking forward to. Takeaways, embodiment.
Mm-hmm. You go.
I did have a real quick embodiment piece where I was like, because you love talking about this.
It's all I think about.
I know. It's beautiful. I had some really...
So many downloads lately about it.
I had mm-hmm. some really powerful moments at this birth where I felt really embodied. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, I don't always cry when the babies are born. Mm-hmm. The moments that I get really moved and like feel really just, moved mm-hmm. is... when I really like those pep talks, because mm-hmm. they're not just a pep talk. It's like really, that sense of like, I am embodied in this moment. I am all me. I'm giving everything that I have to give in this moment to like be a support or a pillar or guidance or a witness. Mm-hmm. And then I get really moved and get really verklempt when I do these pep talks sometimes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was beautiful. Felt good.
Mm-hmm. I love that too.
Yeah. Song of the day.
I'm trying to think if there's like always a song I'm...
what song was got me through this week a little bit was Mi Gente. I'm sorry, but that
I came on my shuffle on the way here. And I crank that shit. Oh my God. I crank it. I get that my stink face on. And I start. I fucking move while I drive.
Yeah, you minivan danced. Your minivan shook your ass to that. Mm-hmm. I know. Dun, 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 dun. I mean, that's all lower chakra. I mean, that is like root chakra. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah.
That is like kundalini in a swirl. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah, I shared this week the song that got me really pumped. That Moving On Up song, that 90s jam.
Yeah, you were into that.
Because I feel like we are having like an upgrade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're moving up. Kamala. Let's go. Don't stop fucking around, you guys. Come on.
What I learned today, the poet...
Amanda Gorman.
Amanda Gorman.
Yeah.
Has aspirations to be involved in... Mm-hmm. Did you know this? Mm-hmm. In politics?
Yeah.
And potentially the president...
When she walked out, I was like, hold the phone. That you guys, leather, this is what we're about.
That yellow jacket, yeah.
This is the part where everybody needs to listen up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Mm-hmm. I have that chalkboard wall in my kitchen, you know? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think just for the next several weeks, I'm just going to like rotate chunks from the poem. Like right nice. Now, I have a chunk of it on there. I'll switch it up next month or something. It is every single part of it resonates. Every single part of it is just
beautiful.
It was so powerful. Mm-hmm. I keep reading it. Mm-hmm. It's really, I encourage everybody to really absorb those words. They're mm-hmm. really important.
Mm, beautiful.
That's collective consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Big time. It's hopeful.
It's all in us. We all have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good times. Okay. Yeah. See you guys over on Patreon.
Yeah. Come on over to Patreon, y'all.
Because you don't want to miss out.
We have some fun ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you can find our Patreon info. I try to drop it in the summary notes for the episodes, but it's also in our Instagram bio. Mm-hmm. So if you're not sure where to go, that's where you can find it. And can you keep pushing the 5 stars and giving really great reviews? They really mean a lot to mm-hmm. us.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Mm-hmm. They do. We're going to keep asking for your support.
And your money.
$5.
That's it.
Do you want to? Okay. And then I want to frame a little bit for our listeners. So we're here. We're riffing today. We've got a few guests lined up now already that are going to just be incredible, and we're so excited for you all to meet them.
Yes, it's going to be so powerful.
What you can expect for like the first quarter of the year here is Margaret and I just really hanging out, doing our thing, mm-hmm. and then having these really great guests.
Yeah.
So those are longer episodes, the guest interviews.
Yeah, it's okay to pause and come back.
So just be prepared that they're always at least an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah. Joe Rogan does like 4.
Joe's on YouTube for like a whole day. Talking. So don't even give us any lip about
Oprah
it.
Oprah had a show every day.
Honestly. And we all made time for it.
Yeah. 3 to 4 p.m. All right, you guys. Stay hydrated.
We love y'all. Be good to yourself.
Stay positive.